What up, squad? Mizzy World Entertainment is back to present episode 13 of Mad Mizzy Sports NFL Edition, hosted by yours truly, Mizzy World, and my cousin, Vern Knowledge. What's the dealio, cousin?
What's up, cousin? Good to be back, baby.
Chilling, man. This week been crazy with the COVID postponements and all that. It's feeling crazy, like basketball.
Right. We watching football on Tuesday. We watching football on Tuesday, baby.
You did what I'm saying to you. That's crazy. Literally like basketball. You feel me?
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Games on every day.
Every day. Mm-hmm. You don't got games tomorrow, but it's right back on Thursday.
Exactly. With my guy. To later, but what you leading us into this week, cousin? What you leading us into this week? Where we starting off first?
Let's start off with the big news of the firing of Urban Meyer in Jacksonville.
Juicy.
Let's start with the big news. So as far as you know, the Urban, what do you think is next for Urban Meyer, and who do you see replacing him in Jacksonville?
What do I see next for Urban? It's tough because of the stories that came out about him. It's almost like the John Gruden situation. Not as, of course, extreme, but he also NFL. So I definitely think his next stint is probably going to be in college to try to get his name back in good graces and winning graces and try to wash out what transpired in Jacksonville, that debacle of a stint in Jacksonville. You feel what I'm saying? As far as Jacksonville, coaching wise, I would like to see them go maybe Eric, maybe I don't know, man. It's kind of tough, man, because they snatched up a lot of dudes this offseason. I don't know who's been saying they've been willing to come back as far as coaching wise, but it'd be a nice fit, somebody that they should bring in.
Got you. See, me, I was thinking about a name like Dougie P, offensive mind, quarterback in the league. I think he'll be a great fit. That's first. My first thought was who everybody's thinking about now, which is the quarterback that used to play for the Jaguars back in the day.
Oh, Byron Leftwich. I forgot. I was thinking of another OC that was standing out lately, and Byron has been doing this thing. Right. Even when he had Jameis, he was doing this thing. So I mean, I definitely like what Byron Leftwich brings to the table. He's like you said, revered down there in Jacksonville. So that might be
a good fit. You know, obviously taking that. You know, what he learned from Brady, what he learned from Bruce, and then incorporating it with Trevor Lawrence, and him obviously being a quarterback himself, playing quarterback in the league himself for the Jaguars, he can relate a lot more to Trevor Lawrence. Right. But I do like Dougie P as well. Just like I said, the great offensive mind, a Super Bowl champion, quarterback whisperer, quarterback in the league.
I mean that's the thing though. It's like, was he?
Who's that? That's true. Because a lot of people were saying it might have been Nick Wright because he had the Nick Wright left. The offense wasn't the same.
Exactly.
True. I get it. But
I'm in agreement with you. I think that Dougie P is a great coach, but you do see the indifference between how Carson's trajectory was going when he was with Frank Wright and even now under Frank Wright when he was with the Eagles. You feel what I'm saying? Yeah, so when he basically was strictly under Dougie P. So
right. Yeah,
I think he should definitely get another opportunity. I mean, you took a franchise, you won a Super Bowl with a franchise that's never won a franchise in its history in your second year coaching? Second year coaching. Second year starting.
Yep.
So yep. That's amazing.
Yes, sir. And as far as for me, as far as what's next for Urban, like you said, like with everything going on with him, I mean, honestly, if he don't get a coach, like you say, he might go back to coaching in the college just to get his name back. If not, probably go back into the booth, not in the booth, but you know, analyzing, with the college analyst. But he was awesome at doing that before he took the job at Jacksonville. Uh-huh. So I could see him going back to that once his name get cleared and stuff like that. So. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at with it with Urban.
maybe take a year off or something like that.
Maybe take a year off, you know, reflect, you know, mm-hmm.
get his stuff together, you know what I'm saying?
See what other opportunities open up, you know, in the college world. But, you know, I don't think we're going to see him.
That's going down back north right now.
Always, bro, always. we're going to go to the injury, the big injury. Well, let's go into Brady being blanked, and we're going to talk about the injuries to his team. But that's all included in one,
so we can start off with just reflecting on the game. Go ahead. Right. Where did you really want to put a spotlight on that? What was that, Sunday night game?
Sunday night, I believe it was, yep. And, it goes back to me when I talked about the psychological thing, right? Because remember, I'm watching the game, cousin.
Not to cut you off. I'm watching the game. Yeah. All I can think of is you saying this shit. This is all I can think of because there's no other explanation.
Especially against that Saints team. You know what I mean?
But go ahead. Finish what you were saying.
It's like, come on, bro. Like I said, it took me back to me talking about that and, like, I think it's just psychologically for Brady at this point, because it's like, all right, they beat me twice last year. They beat me earlier this season. They injured the quarterback, you know what I mean? They don't got the star.
It's like the thing with Nick, like when Nick Foles beat him in the Super Bowl, and then he lost to him when he was with the Bears that one time.
And
he knows this shouldn't happen. That's why he's so frustrated.
And that's the thing.
That's why he overthinks so mad.
He overthinks.
He's overanalyzing it.
And he don't have to. And he really don't have to. Like, it's kind of weird. It's kind of a weird paradigm.
It's no way you can even debate it. Now, I'm watching this one play. This is how I know he's just overanalyzing it. But he's also trying to
do too much.
Like, just do something, do things that he doesn't normally do.
He's
rolling out. This is on the interception. He rolled out and he just flicked his wrist like he was Pat Mahomes or something.
Right.
I'm like, Brady, you know you don't do that. You know you set your feet and get your feet under you and sling that pup out there.
Exactly.
I was like,
he's just overanalyzing it.
And then you're trying to sling it out there off your back foot at 40. Wasn't making that throw when you was, you know what I'm saying? And the dude ain't leave his prime yet, so, I'm going to just say that.
But that's how I know he's overanalyzing. Like, what were you reading? Like, what did you see, Brady? Like,
when you know he shouldn't even try to throw this.
Exactly.
And then he throws it off his back foot.
Yeah. Uncharacteristic.
Like, you don't even put your, exactly. Like, come on. Thomas Edward Brady III. That is real name, I think. You know, they say that it's so often. He's so revered and loved. I think that's his full name.
Right, real right. That's crazy. But yeah, it took me back to me saying that, bro. And it's like,
even with the injuries, so we can move into the injuries. But even with the injuries, I'm like, you got Gronk out there. You still got Ronald Jones II out there.
He had Fournette up until a certain time. I mean, he both Fournette
exactly, and he had Chris Godwin, and they was getting shut down up until they both got hurt. So like you said, it's the only answer is it's psychological when you think about somebody that's a competitor of his nature. I think he's just over compete. Like, bro, you know you can do your thing on them, but just let the win happen so that monkey can get off your back. And who had
the Saints beating the Bucs in that game? Probably nobody. Maybe New Orleans, people in New Orleans, and they probably
exactly. That's just being diehard. You know what I'm
being
saying?
A fan. They probably didn't. They probably wasn't.
You ain't got no real reason behind that when you taking that pick.
Exactly. Like, what do you mean? Like, what is your logic?
Exactly. What is your logic?
Bro, I'm going to just say this, bro. The defensive coordinator for the Saints, bro, Dennis Allen, I believe his name is. Mm-hmm. This man should get interviews for head coaching job off of his game calls against Brady alone the last 2 years.
Wasn't whatchamacallit a head coach too, though, the defensive coordinator? The Bucks, because he did an awesome job too. You know what I'm saying?
Ty Bowles.
I think he was a defensive coordinator before.
He was Miami's coach, I think, before Ryan Flores took over, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah. So, I mean, Ryan I feel Flores. Like he's definitely, you know what I'm saying, getting some tracks him back into being under a winning organization and all that. So,
right. And his defense, I mean, and given the injury to Tampa Bay defense played pretty well.
They played awesome. I mean, when you go out there and you put up nine, the only
you hold a team of 9 points with Tom Brady on the offense, you think you 10 times out of 10, you think you winning that game.
Exactly. 10 times. You think you're winning that game.
You think you're winning that game.
You feel what I'm saying?
You would think Tom Brady is going to score a touchdown and get a position to get one field goal.
Exactly. And I'm really focusing in, and I'm just like, they can't do nothing.
They really, bro. It was like they really can't move the ball. Like you said, Tom Brady making uncharacteristic passes, uncharacteristic reads. Excuse me. I'm like, bro, I don't get it.
Exactly. But to get in. Injuries, and the two specific ones I really want to focus on from the Tampa Bay Bucks are Lavonte David and Chris Godwin. Mm-hmm. How do you see that affecting them moving forward, seeing as they are done? We ain't seeing them till next year. So what's your opinion on that?
Now, in terms of long-term playoff-wise, it's going to hurt them in the long run, I think, especially Lavonte David. For me, defensively, they took so many other, you know, they D-backs, you know, mm-hmm. crazy. They took a lot of losses on their D-backs. And then, mm-hmm. like, not a lot of depth on the defensive side. Right?
And, like, we already spoke on early in our podcast, that money that they invested into that front line that defense, that's an investment into the health, and that health has not stood up this season at all.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So that's going to be a tough one, like you said, a tough pill to swallow leading into the playoffs, especially when you think about their I ain't going to say they're probably not, but I'm looking at Green Bay to close out getting that number one seed, so they're going to have to start from that gristle, and it's looking like that bottom half tier of teams, they're going to be some run-heavy teams coming in.
Mm-hmm.
When you think about it, it might be us, the Rams, and possibly
probably
the Eagles.
Yep.
So,
yep. Tough.
Yeah. That's a hard one to swallow.
So, next, let's move on to your boys, man. You say you wanted to speak about your boys in the Ghost Streak, y'all. What you thinking of, dude? I know you had
me. I just want someone else's opinion just on how we've been playing lately, and specifically Jimmy Garoppolo, and the simple fact of what is your take of Kyle Shanahan taking out that little mix of Trey Lance ever since I think Trey Lance had his full game start. We haven't seen Trey Lance since then. At least I haven't, and I'm tuned in. You feel what I'm saying? So, what's your opinion on that? Where do you see us, and how do you think we stack up going against the top-tier opponents in the NFC moving forward?
Now, see, me personally, I think I can compete with pretty much anybody just because of the physical style of play that y'all play with. And that's going to work well in the playoffs.
It's an equalizer.
Run the ball. You look at y'all running backs. I swear to God, me or you can get behind y'all running backs to get a being 50.
Get
behind
stack.
And get a being 50 a game.
You
feel what I'm saying?
In a season.
It don't matter who's back there. Y'all running the ball well. Y'all physical team. And the defense is playing lights out right now. We're going to talk about Nick Bosa, but Nick Bosa is playing lights out right now.
Underrated lights out. He's unquestionably the comeback player of the year this year, and quite possibly creeping his name into that defensive player of the year talk if he finishes.
And we're
depending on how he finishes.
We're
and how everyone else finishes as well that we spoke on, I think, a few episodes ago.
Right. And, I think y'all could be – like the way y'all play football, and let's get to Jimmy G. Jimmy G is playing great football.
That's who I wanted to give praise to. Thank you. Because I'm tough on him, and I don't want to – you know how that teacher that only notice you when
you're saying, but shit, right.
You out there pulling in A's and ace and tests. They don't
say nothing.
I don't want – and Jimmy G of lately
– he's been playing ball. He's not turning the ball over, mixing it up. And then not to mention, Kittle was probably one of the top two or three tight ends in the league.
All right, let me ask you this. You say that. All right, so who's your third? Andrews? Who's your guy? You saying who out of the all right, the tight end kings, who's your guy? You know who my guy is, but I want to know who's your guy and why.
Like number one?
Yes.
I'm gonna have to go with Kelce.
Don't say him. Oh my god, don't say him.
I'm gonna have to go with Kelce only because, bro, just it's just like the way when he, like, he, I mean, obviously he's a mixed match problem.
Of course,
he's like when he gets the ball in his hands, bro, he's like a receiver sometimes, bro. It's just like this last game he just had, bro, and he that walk off touchdown, bro. He was like people wasn't touching him.
I'm yeah, like, at what, 6'4", 6'5"?
6'4", 260 or some shit like that. Like, I'm like, uncanny,
and,
bro.
And then Mark Andrews is stupid, too.
Though, I love Mark Andrews. Don't get me that. He's probably
my thing is, Mark. I think Mark is, I don't know. I feel like Mark is right there.
I like Mark.
I mean, I feel like he's just overall better as far as a blocker. Then he's just, like, he's a more fearful dude. But, like, I mean, fair don't really mean nothing. Like, that's almost like, all right, does it really matter when you're talking about, like, running the ball? Because when we think about running backs all time, like, are dudes really fair or were they just great runners?
They were just great runners. Right.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, Earl Campbell was a great running back, but, I mean, he's rarely talked about the greatest. You feel what I'm saying? But let's move on because that's another thing. But, yeah. Let's speak on Nicky Bosa and where do you stack him up in the defensive player of the year talk? Like, I feel like he's not getting enough talk right now. I think he has 14 sacks on the year so far. I think that's 15, third right now. 15 sacks on the year right now. Third in the NFL. Right behind, I think that's what, T.J. Watt and Myles Garrett? And Myles Garrett. So, yeah, man. I mean, he's having an awesome year. Always coming through with clutch sacks. Where do you stack him up?
I mean, if you ask me, he's right there in the thick of things, for real, for real. I mean, especially the way he got that defense plan is led by him. I mean, I think he's the engine that makes you guys go on defense, you know? Mm-hmm. I mean, obviously, I got Fred, you know, but
– yeah, I mean, we're heavy on that that seven are – because, I mean, our back four are is riddled with injuries when you think about Emmanuel Mosley being out and all that stuff, but – yeah, Nick has been the consistent piece ever since he's come back off what was that, an Achilles injury or was that an ACL?
And that's what made it even more great because he missed some games.
It was a major injury. It wasn't, you know what I'm saying? It wasn't, oh, he was like, no, he had some major stuff, so.
And he's still, I mean, he's still third in sacks. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So, I think he's right in the thick of it right now. He could definitely, obviously, depending on how he end the year, he can definitely take over. I mean, like you said, we got probably Miles in there. You got TJ. Now you throw Micah in there. You know, like I said, he's right there with all those names. So in terms of stats wise, at least. So exactly. I mean, he's right there.
Impact wise, I mean, you've seen it. So
right, and then when you go to team success, then it's translating to the team success too as well. So I think he's right there in the thick of it.
Totally agree.
For sure. Which that's bring this to the next topic and wild card team that people don't want to see.
Okay.
And I transitioned to them because I want to say I think the 49ers are one of those teams in the NFC at least because I like this because they played football. You see what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that bodes well for January football.
Oh, of course, playoff football in general. I mean, you bleed the clock, you load the possessions down, you limit the big plays, and it's really about buckling down and who wants to tackle, who wants to block. You feel what I'm saying? Who's going to consistently catch? Who's going to run the consistent routes? So, yeah, I definitely agree with that. How do you want to start it off? You want to start off with like just like the NFC teams and how things stand right now, because I think one team for me right now, and I want your opinion on this team since you brought my team up, the Colts. What do you see them as far as threat wise in the AFC
I'll say like a 7 because they would be my team in the AFC.
Okay. Completely agree. Not nothing crazy. The thing is, to me, I think they would be almost like a 8 or a 9 if I felt as though I could rely on Carson.
Exactly. You if I trusted Carson like, Wentz a little
I
more,
feel, I feel like he's higher, playing right? good, and I know he's there, but it's like, take JT away or something happened to him. Can he
win you the ball game and not throw the ball game away?
Exactly. And he right might now, put up stats, but is he going to go out
and then throw the ball away?
Like you said.
Right, exactly. So that's where I'm at with it with the tennis. Like, but the way he's playing right now, and then again, running the football, they got probably the best running back in football right now.
I mean,
Jonathan Taylor.
I'll talk about him later because he deserves some freaking flowers, man. He deserves some flowers.
Balling right now. Yeah. So yeah, Indy definitely that would be my team in the AFC.
So where are you starting today? Are you talking about teams that are going to play wild card games? Are you talking about wild card teams that aren't going to win their division?
No, like wild card, like team that we know that are going to be in the wild card, like that 6-7, that
okay, that, like know, that 4 or 5. I mean, not four, that 5-6-7.
5-6-7.
That 5-6-7, not the top four. Okay, cool.
Right. Cool. That 5-6-7 team that you would think, like if they get in, nobody.
They just said it, so I don't want to seem like I'm like copying. But I mean, the way the Eagles are playing, I just feel like I don't know. I feel like if they get the right matchup, they could be a little bit scary. But then I feel like if they get a matchup where they know they can stop that run, I truly don't believe in Jalen Hurts winning
a passing game.
So, I mean, I think they, like I said, if they get the right matchup, they could be. I'm looking at the AFC for me. Buffalo's been so iffy.
Exactly. We don't know what's
maybe
going on.
Maybe the Chargers.
Yeah, man. I would agree with that. I like that because Justin Herbert played lights out every week.
Mm-hmm.
That defense is playing well right now.
Exactly. Joey's having a very good year.
Joey Bosa. He's another name we didn't mention about defensive player, but he's definitely probably not at the top, but he's definitely
in the conversation. He's been an impact for them, indeed. Especially anytime I watch them. Like I hear his name, so.
Exactly. You hear his name all game. You always hearing the Bosa brothers anytime they playing.
Exactly. That's just they out there like machines. They might be the best. They like brother duo I've seen in the NFC in the NFL.
Besides,
maybe ever.
Maybe the Wide brothers. I don't know.
I forgot about the Wizzles.
Yeah, I don't know. The Wide brothers. My brothers special.
I forgot about the Wizzles. I'm going back thinking about the Barber brothers and thinking about
I forgot about them too.
A little younger and all that.
McCourty brothers.
Exactly. I forgot about the McCourty brothers. Jeez, mm-hmm. Never mind. Let me
rewind. Never mind. Hold up.
Let me rewind that. You know what I'm saying? But to me, they are probably the top three. Wild card team that nobody wants to see is Indy, Los Angeles, and the 49ers. When you look at all three of those teams, they all have, like, the Colts and my Niners, we have two things in common. That's a very strong run game. And like you said, when it comes to playoff football, low possession, playing, when you can rely on that run game, it always bodes well. That's why Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and even what he did with Tampa Bay last year. That's why Brady deserves so much credit, because he is that dude that'll come in and be like, yo, like, Bruce, like, I know the last time you watched football, but air raid team
ain't winning nothing.
You got to run the ball, baby. And then I'm going to kill him with play action. You dig what I'm saying?
And that's what they did.
The defense get to rest. Over. You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So –
it was over from there.
Exactly. They didn't lose the game from that time they tried to pass the Saints out the stadium. You feel what I'm saying? He's like, bro. You feel what I'm saying? So you look at the Colts, you look at the 49ers, they had that run attack, and that's good. And then when you look at the Chargers, they have a strong run attack too when they get it going a little bit.
Right. Eckler in there. Right. No doubt.
And then you think about the young and great. See, to me, I feel like, I don't know. I want to talk about them when I get into the top 10, but I feel like they right on that cusp. But they like the Colts with Edgerrin James. You feel what I'm saying? Young Colts team. You feel what I'm saying? Where it's like they right there.
They
got the quarterback. They got the running back. They got the receivers.
The defense.
You feel what I'm saying? But it's like, is it all gonna come together, dude? They got the chef that can make it all come together.
Exactly, and not mess up the recipe. You feel me?
Exactly.
Throw something in there that messes up the whole outcome.
You dig what I'm saying? You got anybody else to throw in there, wise? As far as
just like, about to say, let me throw this one team in there because I gave them their flowers a couple weeks ago when they was on a 5-game win streak. Mm-hmm. Now they're on a 7. Well, no, wait, they was on a 4-game win streak. I mean, now they're on a 6-game win streak. The Miami Dolphins, bro, if they can get into the playoffs, bro.
You really think so?
I'm not saying they'll be a threat. Right, but like you said, I think it's similar to the Eagles. If they get to find the right matchup,
okay,
right, they probably mm-hmm. beat it.
Okay, so all right, we look at it right now. So of course they would get that 7th seed in our mind if they do slip in. What would you see like as far as that?
We'll be playing.
Who would you if you think? I mean, I don't see. You think they'd be a tough matchup for New England, or if do you think they'd be a tough matchup if like Tennessee could creep up to that like second spot?
I would think they'll be more of a tougher matchup for New England than Tennessee, only because I think that's the divisional opponent. You know, obviously it's too familiar, and you know they play each other twice a year. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the record is between the two this year. I don't know off the top of my head, but. I mean, I think it's probably split, if anything, or they still got one more. I'm not sure, but mm-hmm. I like Miami, man. I like the way they playing. I like Tua, man. He's like a game man. He's like the ultimate game manager, bro. Like doesn't make. I mean, he made a mistake last week, but he don't really make mistakes that often.
Right.
And they run the football well.
He's a dude that knows how to learn inside his offense without trying to like do too much. Like I feel like he knows where he is right now, and he's
right. He knows what he can do, and he don't try to do
exactly. He's not trying to go outside that frame, and he usually doesn't, like you said. So he's a very smart guy.
Exactly. So I like Miami, man. I like Miami. I honestly don't think they're going to get in, to be honest, but we'll see. We'll see.
Yeah, it's I mean
crazy down the stretch.
I mean, that's I don't know what they schedule looking like. That's the one thing that, you know what I'm saying, when we were in the group text and Mill hit me with that schedule, it was just like right. The Eagles might slip in. You feel what I'm saying? Right. So right. That's the one thing, like when we're looking at how tight it is coming down the stretch with a lot of these teams, it's all about scheduling because it's so still tight at the top and in the middle. So everybody is in a dogfight. Right. The only thing is like they were just stating right now, the Eagles might be able to rely on you guys locking up everything as far as like not being able to gain a win in that. I mean, not being able to gain anything in a win in week 18 against them. But other than that, like leading into week 16, 17, then nobody is letting up. So
exactly. Yeah. And I just looked at the Joan, the Dolphins actually beat the Bills. The Patriots week one. That was their first win, and then they lost some in a row, like six in a row. Then they just won five. Mm. Let me see. And then they got the Patriots last game of the season.
Mm. Ooh.
So the Dolphins
from the schedule. Depending on how everything go, they might have the second slot locked up.
Damn, you know what's crazy? The Dolphins got the Saints, the Titans, and the Patriots to close. The Saints, Titans, and the Patriots.
So the ball is in their court almost.
Exactly. So they
depending on how Buffalo's schedule go coming down the stretch.
Right, right, and I mean Buffalo is so like.
And then Buffalo, they got the Pats coming up. Oof.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a revenge pup. Exactly. I mean, the Falcons. And then they got the Jets to end it all. So the Bills got. That's the only thing. You got the Dolphins rooting for the Pats this weekend right now.
Right.
And then it can get tight. It can get real tight. So
it can get real tight up in there.
You know what I'm saying? So. And then the Pats got to bounce back. Like we can get into that. But
Yeah. Let's get into that, Rolf. Let's get into that.
I mean, to me, that loss. I felt like that was a loss that they kind of needed because they was kind of riding a high horse. I'm not going to lie to you.
I agree. 125%, 30%, 40%, 50%.
You feel what I'm saying? Exactly. It's like, I feel like they were riding a high horse. I feel like Mac Jones was smelling came in, yeah. They got punched in the mouth with their own. I want to say this. If it wasn't for just the media push, Jonathan Taylor is hands down the MVP this year. It's like true. Not even a question, bro.
Because he's
like,
been the most consistent.
Stuff, you talk about the consistency.
He's been the most consistent.
And you know what the defenses are coming in and trying to do.
And you when know what they broke, don't. You know what they're doing. Broke,
that was just like a thing of beauty. A beauty. And you know this as a running back. Like to see that vision and then to cut back with box stacked.
Oh, yeah. It's beautiful. Beautiful to watch.
Yeah, that was my opinion. I think they needed it right now, and I think it wasn't too harmful because I feel like they can survive going on the road and
right.
and winning from a wild card. So, yeah.
I mean, I think they needed that. Encouraging laws, honestly, because just the way they fought back because it didn't look good early.
It didn't look good at all.
They fought back, so I think it was – I mean, for a loss, it was pretty encouraging to me.
Exactly. And they almost had it. Like you said, I mean, like, it was right there. You feel right. What I'm saying?
They still, they could have won that game. Could have won
exactly.
That game.
Exactly. But, yeah, where we lead into next?
So, next, is before we get into the, you know, the top five. And, oh, wait, let me see. We got two more Jones.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, we want to talk about the COVID and playoffs. Let's talk about COVID and how we think. You think it's going to affect the playoffs any way?
I'm going to say no. I'm gonna say no. I feel like to implement something really ensure the integrity of the playoffs because I mean, you think about somebody going in and losing because they starting quarterback not in there.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And it's one of these top dudes. You feel what I'm saying? Like how much can we hang? You feel what I'm saying? And even some of these like. These top position players, like they can't afford to like, especially like say for us, like if Kittle get, you feel what I'm saying, COVID right. or Debo, you feel what I'm saying, like you see how heavily we use this dude and how drastically our offense changes when he's not available. So, I mean, I feel like they're going to implement something to ensure the integrity of the playoffs and not to have that like. That quote unquote rule, the NBA bubble effect, where they people saying like, oh, it should be an asterisk. Most of them didn't want to be there; they was just going through the motions and all that. I don't think the NFL wants that, so I don't think so. What do you?
Yeah, I agree. I feel like they're going to have some, like you know, the right parameters in place to make sure everything goes as smooth as possible. I mean, obviously, nothing is guaranteed, you know.
Exactly.
Like I said, I think they'll put the right parameters in to that it'll be the competitive. You know, matchups that we want to see in the playoffs.
Exactly. Because like I said, I mean, if it's somebody major, you got Aaron Donald out or something like that. It's right. Like, come on, that's, man. I mean, did y'all, when it's not to like an NFL injury is due to COVID, it's like, come on, man. I mean,
it's like, yeah, it's like, yeah, it's difficult, man. It's touchy, man. It's a different world we living in, man. It's crazy.
Yeah, I didn't honestly thought it was going to be, you know what I'm saying? Some type of cleared out by that. But yeah, clearly not, man. Clearly not.
We're about to be 22. That's crazy.
Facts.
2 years of this shit.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
That man still going like Adrian Peterson. Still like, hold up, you still around, bro? What you doing?
Like, bro, you like 40.
Crazy, man.
Well, before we get to the top five, you know, the upset picks and shit, we're going to talk about the number one seed in the NFC and the AFC right now.
Mm-hmm.
And who was the biggest threat to them? Who was the biggest threat to the Packers right now in the NFC? And who was the biggest threat to the Chiefs in the AFC?
In the NFC, who was the biggest threat to them? Okay, so say they get the they get that one. They got it right now. Say they solidify that and everything. Not to sound cocky, I feel like if my Niners can reach them, I don't think they want to see us. I feel like even the way they beat us in Week 3, when that was really probably our first. That was the beginning of us playing poorly. That was the beginning of Jimmy going on his like poor stretch of playing and not playing to his capabilities and all that, and we still should have probably beaten them. The fact that they got down the field, I mean, that's A-Rod. That's
right.
Devontae. But I feel like we move into a second matchup coming in there and shortening that game in some cold winter weather with some hard hitting blocks, and people ain't wanting to tackle Debo or people ain't trying to tackle George Kittle. I think it could be my 49ers, but outside of us to stay away from the bias and everything, I see anybody that really can lean on their running game. I feel like the way it's stacking up right now, you guys wouldn't face them until the NFC Championship game, which I think that would be an awesome game. I don't know right now who I would see favored in that game right now. With the Bucks, with the injuries, I really don't feel like the Bucks can do it right now. Arizona, I want to get into them later, but I don't see it right now. And everybody else, Los Angeles, I don't see them beating the Bucks in no cold. No, I not me. And if the Birds get in, possibly, maybe, but nah. I mean, not to sound biased to the hosts in this show of me and you, but I feel like the Cowboys and 49ers had the best shot at knocking off the Green Bay Packers just because of the balance and the reliability on the run game right now and the health right now. I feel like we went through our injury patches and we're more healthy than, say, Tampa Bay or Arizona is right now, who is reeling because they're coming off of all of those injuries. Right. So, yeah, that's my opinion as far as Green Bay. What about you?
See, me, If I was gonna pick my boys, I would pick us if our offense was consistent as it was early in the season. I love the way our defense is playing right now, but I'm not gonna say I'm not confident, but the way we're playing these last few weeks, we haven't been playing well offensively. That was just me.
I feel like y'all should have definitely been putting the foot on y'all last two opponents, mm-hmm. and y'all didn't.
Right. I mean,
it chalked up to being divisional matches, but it's still like.
Right. And then Dak is not playing his best football right now either, too. No, so that's another reason. That's another reason why I'm not going to pick my boys. You see what I'm saying? But to me, oh, man. In an NFC. I mean, if you have to pick anybody, bro, I would say a healthy Tampa Bay. I'm gonna just say that a healthy Tampa Bay Buccaneers team. We don't know how healthy that will be, so that's
what I'm saying. So happen. You know who's already out. Do you think a Tampa Bay team, say they get Mike Evans back and they get AB back, can they go into Green Bay and beat them?
I think they
without
can.
Without Levante and without Chris.
I think they can, only given the president that they have. But it'll be tough. I'm going to tell you.
I mean, they had Levante last year and Chris last year, though.
It'll be tough. Yeah.
So, it'll be tough.
I'm saying.
I agree with you. I feel like if AB can come back and be AB, and then, you know what I'm saying, some stuff can happen defensively.
Because right. I'm never counting out the Brady dude, right?
Of course. I mean, I ain't doing it either. I said they wasn't going to make the playoffs last year. So, yeah, I'm just following your lead, brother. Yeah, I agree.
So, I'm going to say a healthy Tampa Bay. You know, obviously us, if we can get our offense. Like I said, the way our defense is playing right now, bro, if we can be 80% of what we was earlier in the season, we are going to be scary down the stretch, bro. Like, scary.
Y'all just gotta get that everything together on offensive end right now. So. Like,
from the offensive coordinator or head coach down to the quarterback and mm-hmm. the line and everybody, like
mm-hmm.
everybody gotta be on the same page. And I think we can get there. I'm gonna say this.
I feel like everybody in the NFC feel like it's wide open right now.
Right. Yeah. Exactly. I was gonna say, I think Dak, his injury played a little part in why he's not playing as well right now. Because if you think about it. After he sustained that injury in New England at the end, that walk off overtime injury on the last mm-hmm. play of the game, he hasn't been playing well since he came back from that. After he missed that one game to Minnesota, so mm-hmm. I'm not making no excuses, but he hasn't played well since he came back from that injury, so it could be
definitely knocked him off track a little bit. But he just got to find, like you said, if somehow, some way, these last three games he can do what kind of Jimmy has done in these last four or five games and just get back on track and find his traction back, and then you can come in and you can start focusing and buckling down. Then right. I feel like you said, you guys are definitely a scary team
for sure. And then I'm gonna say. I'm gonna say the Rams only because the talent.
No,
only because
I don't trust them, cousin.
I don't trust them either.
We gonna have a bet if they play them.
I don't trust them, cousin. It depends on how they play down the stretch because they have been playing a little bit well lately.
I told you how I felt about their last two victories. Yeah. Like, then even tonight, I don't even know if they won, but they was in a dog fight with them, 20-10. You know what I'm saying? I don't know, man. Yeah. They getting victories. That's the number one thing that matters. So I mean, yeah. So maybe they hit that perfect streak or that perfect prime at that game. Maybe, but I don't see it. I ain't going with them Rams, man.
that's the division. I understand. Like I said, just the talent, man. And like
I
like I said, I think Odell been playing. I think he's getting pretty acclimated into the offense.
True.
He's getting a little comfortable. I'm not gonna say he's there, but I think he's getting a little comfortable as the weeks go on. And I mean, like we said, man, it's yet to be seen. We'll see. Like I said, I'm not gonna lie. I don't necessarily trust them, but I think if they can put it all together, they can be scary.
We'll see. I definitely think that they. I mean, if it can come together, there's no question that they're scary and one of the top teams in the NFC. But let's move into this AFC before we keep yapping on about our division. You know what I'm saying? But for me, I would say New England. I don't trust Tennessee. I feel like they're a good team, but I feel like if they go up against Kansas City, it's going to be a game where Kansas City runs away with it in the second half, like they always do to like tough opponents that aren't ready in the playoffs. You feel what I'm saying? Just like they did with the Bills last year, ran away in the second half. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like they do that to the same to the Tennessee Titans. The only reason I feel like New England will be able to sustain that second half urge is because Bill Belichick, like we know what he brings. He's not bringing no first half plan. He's not bringing no plan that's not ready for adjustments. This dude is working on the sideline, play in, play out to
tirelessly,
exactly, to ensure that his defense is going to be in the best position to make an impact on the game. So, I would say New England, but I wouldn't bet on them if that was the matchup. So, outside of that, looking at the games right now, maybe the Chargers. I would say the Chargers, actually. The Chargers. So outside of the and then you were talking about the wild card teams, or you were just saying overall threat. So yeah, like
yeah,
I said New England and the Chargers. New England and Chargers for me in the AFC.
Okay. I mean, that's tough though. That's definitely it's tough. Cause I would probably say Tennessee, if they can be the physical team that we know they can be. Obviously, they're minus Derrick Henry, but they did beat the Chiefs handily earlier in the season. So I would put the Titans up there just because of the head to head they had already this season. Obviously, they're probably two different teams right now at this point of the season.
Were talking about y'all defense.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't see that romping that would happen. I just wouldn't see that happening again to where Tennessee will be able to rely on the run game.
Yeah, and then it will all depend on how well Ryan Tannehill plays too.
Of course,
he's the key.
Even when they had King Henry, it came down to that.
Right.
Ryan Tannehill take over the game at a certain point because King Henry is going to get us to 17-0, but then they're going to stop him. And then that offense is going to come. Can Ryan Tannehill get us to the finish line? And he couldn't. So.
Exactly. So
playoff run by the Chiefs. So, I mean.
And then, I mean, I mean, like, I don't really trust nobody in the AFC, really. I mean,
yeah, that's what I was saying.
Chargers, especially. I mean, the crazy thing is, I don't even trust the Chiefs because, I mean, obviously they on this roll, but like we've seen what they could be, and then like if they find like the right matchup, they can revert back to that,
right?
Or if
Pat Mahomes want to go back to old Pat Mahomes, if old the playoffs
Patty, earlier in the season, Patty. Just exactly. Because the playoffs starting up, you know what I mean?
He wants to start pressing again slipping. And go back to his MVP years. And it's like, hold up. This is not your formula this year, bro.
Exactly.
Okay? So if he understand the formula, they're going to be tough to beat.
Exactly.
If the defense continues to play the way that they play, of course, they're going to be tough to beat. But like you said, I don't really trust anybody besides probably – I mean, of course, I don't trust the Chargers because they should have won that game. What was that, this past Monday night?
Yeah, Monday night joint, I think it was.
So –
definitely yeah. Should have won that joint. Or was it Thursday night? Might have been Thursday. I don't know. It was one of them joints.
Was it a Thursday pop? Not sure. But yeah, lead us into the next joint.
Next weekend into this is Fast Five, and then Top Five, and then close it out with the upset pick.
All right, bet. I'm starting off with Fast Five this week.
Yeah, you can start the Fast.
All right, first one, Niners Titans. Huge matchup, huge playoff implications. Titans trying to keep pace with those top three kings over there in the AFC with the
Thursday night
with the New England Patriots and the Kansas City Chiefs. My trying to stay afloat in the NFC and not trying to fall back into that rumble that's going on in that seventh slot. So I'm gonna go with my 49ers. I feel like we're gonna shut down the running game. I feel like we're going to put the game on Ryan Tannehill. Nicky Bosa is going to show his head. Fred Warner is going to come out and do his thing. And I feel like our run game is going to be impenetrable. That's not what I mean. It's going to be unstoppable. So yeah.
The run defense.
Exactly. Y'all know what I mean, man. Yeah, I got my Niners. I don't see us running away with it, but I feel it's gonna be a pretty solid win for us. I'm gonna say 27-20, 49ers over the Titans. Moving on, I'm gonna move into that Saturday game between the Cardinals. This is a matchup. Coach trying to stay afloat. They are same position that my 49ers are in. That's the crazy thing. Vern knows this. He knows that I was going on that stretch of being a Colts fan from the Patriots. And I have this affinity for the coach, so the same exact position that my 49ers are in. And they don't want to fall back into that seventh, and the Cardinals are just reeling right now. They look like they just don't know what to do. But
I know what's going on in Arizona.
I'm gonna go with the Cardinals because they're home and they need this. I'm gonna just say this: Kyler Murray has to learn how to contain his body language and his demeanor out there when things don't go his way. You feel what I'm saying? It's almost like he always wants to blame somebody else when stuff doesn't go right. Bro, you probably shouldn't have thrown that out route that late.
Hey, bro, it's leadership. That's all it is. Leadership.
You feel what I'm saying? So, but I mean, he's still young. What is this? Second year starting.
For sure.
Yeah. But I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I'm going to say in a close one, I'm going to say 27-24 walk-off victory for the Cardinals. Moving on to game number three, I got the Ravens and Bengals. This is for the division, probably. I'm going with the Ravens because Lamar Jackson is coming back. The Bengals beat on the Ravens earlier. I really don't have any other indication to say that the Ravens will turn around this terrible streak that they've been on of losing, the last four games with a total of, 5 points, 6 points, something like that? I have no evidence other than LJack is coming back. I'm going with 20 Baltimore Ravens.
Okay.
Yes, sir. Moving on to game number four. Give me the Rams Vikings. I'm going to go with this game because the Vikings are in that rumble and the Rams, I want to see something. And I'm going to go with the Vikings and an upset in this game. I'm going to go with the Vikings 24-17. Go with the Vikings 24-17 at home over the Rams.
Oh, okay.
Yes, sir.
You said you really don't like the Rams.
Yes, sir. And the last game that I'm going to chime on is Steelers Chiefs. Just because it's a game that the Steelers need. I don't see them coming out and showing anything. I think the Chiefs are going to come out, dominate. I'm going to see them winning this pup 31-20. Chiefs. That's my final game.
Ooh, that was some good games right there, boy. It's some good games all week, though, man.
Yes, sir.
My first two is going to be the same as your first two, though. 49ers, Titans. We got to start with the Thursday night, pup.
Of course. They've been having some awesome Thursday nights to start off.
Been, man, all year long.
All year long.
But it's going to be a dandy, man. It's going to be a physical game. Yeah, talented defensive game.
Mm-hmm.
It's gonna be a good one to open up week 16. And I'm gonna go with your boys. I'm gonna give y'all something. I think y'all been playing lately, man. Y'all scary right now, man. Y'all scaring me right now. I'm gonna go with the 49ers I'm gonna say close, and then they're gonna pull it out at the end. I'm gonna go with something like 27-17. 49ers.
Okay.
Game number two, the Saturday night, Christmas night.
Ooh, that is Cardinals. Christmas night.
Yes, sir.
Happy holidays to the
exactly. We'll
celebrate Christmas, but I'm saying, be around your family, get some good memories, and you feel me?
Indeed. So on Christmas night, I'm gonna go. It's going to be the Colts and the Cardinals. It's going to be a good matchup, obviously. Like we talked, you said about the Cardinals, they just on a. I don't know what's going on with the Cardinals right now. But I'm going to go with you. I'm going to go with the Cardinals. I'm going to take them only because they're at home.
Mm.
Only because they're at home. And I think they're going to pull it out.
Only I emphasize that.
Because if they were playing in Annapolis, my pick would be the opposite. But. Okay. I'm going to go with the Cardinals in a very, very, very close one. I'm talking about like 30-28 type joint. It's going to be
I was thinking a 1-point pup when I was first thinking it, though. I really think it's going to be a dogfight.
Yeah, it's going to be
I think the Cardinals know how much they need this, and I feel like
the Colts are coming. And we know the Colts
already know who they are. Exactly. They're going to come in and punch them in the mouth regardless. So.
And the Cardinals need a win.
They better be ready to ball.
Exactly. And like I said, the Cardinals need a win after what they just did. So.
Exactly.
I'm gonna go with the Cardinals in a real close one.
Where you going for game three?
Game number three, man. I'm gonna go with that Bills Patriots game, man. And you say
I definitely skimmed over that pop-a-roo.
That might be the divisionaire.
That's probably definitely the division right
that
there.
That might be the divisionaire. Man, that's a tough one, man. Because the Bills up and down. Patriots just came off a loss. They probably gonna need this one.
But then it's we almost don't know how they stack up against each other because of that inclement weather when they played each other
that
2 weeks ago.
Exactly.
So it's like,
and that's exactly
I try to think back on that, and it's just like we really don't know.
Right, and that's exactly why I'm gonna go with the Bills. In a close one, I mean, the Patriots. I think they're not gonna, react well to losing like the way they lost last week. They might not react well. They might come out, lethargic a little bit and not
lethargic.
You know what I mean? To throw some words out there for them. I don't think they're gonna come out. Starting off the game well. So that's why I think the Bills are going to take advantage early. So I'm going to take the Bills in a dog fight right here, man. It's going to be like I'm going to give this something like 24-20 Bills.
Okay.
That's game three. Game four, I'm going to go with I'm gonna go with the Washington and versus the Cowboys game. I'm gonna go with this game only because I want to see how our offense.
I was looking at that pup. I just feel like I don't know if they don't get Taylor back.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all should romp them, but it's almost I've been saying it the past few games with the Cowboys.
Exactly. That's exactly why I picked this game because it's like, can we be dominant? Can we show that we can be that dominant against a team? Should be dominant against. You feel me?
Can we go out do what we're supposed to do against that.
Exactly. And that's why I picked our game. And we're trying to keep pace with the Packers for that number one seed.
Exactly.
So I'm going to go with us at home. Sunday night football, actually, on NBC. We're going to bounce back in the convincing one this week. I'm going to go back with a convincing one because I think the Washington, the Redskins, they just, you know, depleted right now. So I'm going to go with us. I'm going to go 31-17 us.
Okay.
And then I'm going to go with the last game of the week, that Monday night game, that Saints-Dolphins game.
That's one right there. That's for you. Feel what I'm saying? That's almost like when Joker cracked that fucking pole stick in half and broke it and said, "Whoever survives has the job." With
right, exactly.
World at the Dark Knight.
Because they all both fighting for the. I mean, on their in their perspective,
to the death right here, baby.
Right. So it's
you
like
take this L right here. You probably the one that's going to be on the outside looking.
You probably don't make it in the playoffs. Exactly. And that's why I picked that game. And I think it's going to be a dandy.
I know who you're leaning towards. So,
you know, I'm going to go with the team I said been on the roll.
Exactly. That's what I was about to say. I should know who you're leaning towards.
I mean, the Saints, they just blank Brady in them. I think they riding high right now. They think they good.
But it's almost like it's almost like the Seahawks, though. You feel what I'm saying? Like they do that when the Seahawks beat us, and they come back and lose two games
and have a
and it had me still perplexed. Like, how did we lose?
How did you exactly? Like, how did they just do that the game before? But yeah, I'm gonna go with the Dolphins. It's gonna be. I think the Dolphins. I'm not gonna. I think they're gonna. It's gonna be a close one, and then they're probably gonna pull out at the end, probably by a touchdown, maybe a little bit more. I'm going to go with the Dolphins, too. I think the Dolphins, they're going to be able to, you know, play good defense against and contain Taysom Hill. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins, man. I just like the way Brian Flores got that defense out there playing right now, got that team out there playing right now on a six-game winning streak right now. So I'm going to go with the Dolphins in a close one, in a somewhat close. Like I said, they probably pull up way up by a touchdown or so. I'm gonna actually go 21-26. So they win by five.
Okay.
Because Dolphins, I don't know, for some reason, Dolphins always be having them weird scores and shit. 23. Stupid shit.
Facts. It's always something going on, like a safety
what are y'all doing?
Facts. Always missing a field goal, then they trying to go for two. Extra points going off the upright. All that extra stuff, you know what I'm saying? But yeah. I like your games. I like your games.
Yeah, I like that slate, man. I can't wait.
I like Sunday. That slate, man.
I can't wait till Sunday, bro.
It'll be an awesome week of games. But you want to lead off the Power Rankings?
I could start with the Power Rankings, and we're going to get right into it. Number 10, I got San Fran. Now I put you on that top 10, baby. I think last week I think we both had them at 11.
Right on the cusp.
Right on the cusp, and they in there, baby. They in there.
We slipped out since like week three.
Right, exactly, man. So y'all scary right now, right? I'm telling you. At number 9, I got the LA Chargers. I think the Chargers is playing good football right now, man. Justin Herbert is, man, he's going to be special, man. And the matchup between him and Patrick Mahomes for the next 10, 15
years.
My God. Well, if they still in the same division. But, I mean, even when they play each other
anywhere? Herbert going to get – he going to probably get the same contract that Pat Mahomes
I forgot about that crazy contract Mahomes got.
Man got half a B.
But, yeah, that matchup, man, for the next 5, 10, 15 years is going to be special, bro. I'm going to go with the Chargers at 9. And number 8, I got Tennessee. I got Tennessee right over the Chargers. They're only because I feel like they're just a little bit more physical. They still play with that physical edge. I think that's just the identity of their team, even minus Henry. That's still their identity. They still try to stick to it. That's what I like about Tennessee. They're not trying to shy away from, you know, we don't got hit Derrick Henry, so we're not going to run the ball. No, we're still going to run the football. So that's what I like about Tennessee. I got them at 8. Number 7, I got Tampa Bay, man. They took a slide. Obviously, you get blinked, you're going to take a slide. I don't give a fuck. Tom Brady.
Right.
Right. You get blinked, you taking a slide, bro. So
facts.
They got to bounce back. Tampa Bay at 7. At number 6, I got Arizona. They took a slide as well. Arizona. I don't know what's going on in the desert, man. Like, I think Kyler Murray. I mean, and similar to Dak, I think when he came back from his injury, he hasn't been playing as well as he was early in the season as well. So that has something to do with it as well. So
that's clear as day.
I got Arizona at 6. At number 5, let's go to the practice top 5, New England. I got New England at 5. They was at my 5 last week. They didn't really go anywhere to me, only because I think that loss was, like I said, that was an encouraging loss. I can say for it to be a loss, they didn't look good early. Like, I thought it was going to get ugly for them. And right. They actually bounced back. Obviously, I mean, Bill Belichick, what do you expect?
Right.
So, New England at 5. At 4, I got the Rams, man. Like, you don't like them, but I like them a little bit. I'm going to say that. You don't like them at all. I like them a little bit. So, I just think with the talent, man, with the weapons, I just feel like they at some point they got to get it together. And then, obviously, the defensive talent. To go out there and get that win with not without Jalen Ramsey, what was it, last week or the week before, was kind of impressive to me. I think they had lost. I think they didn't have another receiver, another player, good player too. I forgot who it was. And then obviously the loss of Robert Woods to an injury, to be able to get Odell in there and get him acclimated, looking like he's getting a little bit acclimated. So I got the Rams at 4, man. I'm sorry, Mac. I know you don't like that.
It's all good. Them scrubs gonna get 3. Beat on anyway.
You're stupid. At number 3, I got my boys, man. I think, like I said, man, if we can get back to the offense that we were playing in the beginning of the season, or have a resemblance of that, we gonna be dangerous, bro. The way that defense is playing, so opportunistic. Trayvon Diggs, 10 picks, Micah Parsons. And then just to think that these guys are in their first and second years in the league and they're playing so well. Ah, man, it's kind of good time to be a Cowboys fan right now. Yeah. And I'm loving it right now, defensively at least. I'm going to say that right now. So I got us at number 3. At number 2, man, I got KC, man. I mean, 7-game win streak, I think they're on 2 as well right now.
Looking like they're back, man.
Looking like they're back after we even talked about how they didn't look Chief-like earlier this season. They must have been listening to the podcast or something, because somebody must be
right,
because
they got back to
they
to
turned the it way. Around. They turned it around. And it's like Mahomes is not making an uncharacteristic play that he's not used to making. He's not trying to – I mean, obviously, when he had the shot, he's taking it. But you look at – he's taking, little dumps to Kelce, and he's taking them 60 yards. You feel what I'm saying? So if he could keep doing that, and then that defense could keep playing the way it is, man, watch out for KC, obviously, man. And then, obviously, your man, Andy Reid, he's always a threat.
Of course.
We got to talk about some coaches next week too, like coaching and, the coaching, the great coaching.
The coaching world is crazy right now.
Yeah. We're going to talk about that. I didn't mean to say your man. I just meant, I was just saying.
I mean, I know he ain't your man after all the misery he was putting y'all through. But still.
Yeah, that's why I said, that's why I didn't say my man. I would just say, yeah, man, just to be
he cool,
just to be cordial. But that's I like
just to be cordial.
I like Andy. Shout out to Andy, like you said, he tormented him and Brian Westbrook with the
listen, he put you through torture, and then what he did to me in the Super Bowl was just downright disrespectful. So
yeah, it's goofy.
Yeah, we're gonna leave it there.
And then number 1, Green Bay, obviously number 1 team in the league right now. Aaron Rodgers.
Do you feel different? Is it starting to feel different for you?
In terms of the Packers this year?
Yeah.
To me, I would say yes, only because of the way the defense is playing, bro. Because they got a good defense, bro. And like, I'm gonna say similar to us, where we got that young corner, bro. When Stokes come, what's his name? Stokes, I think Eric Stokes. I think he missed a couple games. I think he's hurt right now. But when he's supposed to be coming back before
he's
he got
to
injured.
Be coming back.
Before he got injured, he was playing some great football. So, man, they're getting healthy at the right time. Aaron Rodgers is playing great football right now. I think Aaron Rodgers want to win it so he can be out there winning and be like, fuck y'all, I'm out.
I think he's going to stay if they win it. I think he's going to stay regardless. I think he's going to stay regardless.
Nah, I don't know. After that,
I think he in the love boat right now, but I completely agree. I'm with your list, man. Only difference is I got one team in that you don't. And of course, you know who that team is. I mean, you've been talking about. I don't want to say I don't like them. To me, they're right on. And I like what the Chargers. I mean, not the Chargers. I like what the Rams are doing. They're getting the wins, but I just think like I don't know. I feel like they're still sputtering along. I still don't.
You just don't trust a threat to
the top teams. Like that's just me. The other teams like I put in, I feel like they are all threats to kind of win it all. And I just don't get those vibes for them Rams just yet. They're getting wins. They're going to get in the playoffs, but I don't get championship vibes yet. You feel what I'm saying?
Right, okay.
But
okay.
To start it off.
I can dig that.
You feel what I'm saying? But to start off, at number 10, I got the Los Angeles Chargers. Yeah, man. Okay. I like the Chargers a lot. I feel like what they're doing with their building is amazing. Like I told you earlier, I feel like they're the young Colts right now. They just got to get over that hump. They got to learn how to close and win those games and stop letting those games slip away because that will be the difference between the playoff position and moving forward AFC 9 times out of 10. And Herbert doesn't want to be Peyton Manning to Tom Brady and always having to go on the road to New England, or i.e. always having to go on the road to Kansas City where it's cold too and he's playing in Los Angeles. You feel what I'm saying? You don't want to have to constantly go through that.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Regardless of what your record may be, you want to, you know what I'm saying, control
and host your
games. You feel what I'm saying? So I feel like they just got to get better with that aspect, closing out those games, because I feel like Lack said when we were in our group text, I feel like they definitely had a chance to pull away from that game and put more of a stress on the Kansas City Chiefs moving before they even got into halftime. So
I think they played, like they were the better around team that day, honestly, until the last quarter.
Exactly. So you let them linger around, you let them get their groove, and then you know their quick strike. You feel what I'm saying? And then it's a dump 60 yards and it's bye-bye. So,
exactly.
Yeah, I mean, I like the Chargers, but they just got to learn how to close those games out. At number 9, I got the Cards. I mean, I had them at number 8 last week, and then you follow it up with a terrible loss this week. I don't know what they're doing. They're reeling. Of course, they still looking like they're in the – but like I stated earlier, I don't feel like Green Bay is going to squander this opportunity to have – to host the NFC playoffs in Green Bay this year, so – I think they're going to hold on to that number 1 slot. And, I mean, I don't know. Arizona just got to focus on, you know, anyway. They can't focus on anything else besides getting their mind right. Not that number 1 seed, not nothing. Mind right, get back to how y'all was playing ball, because when the way y'all are playing ball during the year and exerting y'all will and exerting, what's his name, the dude that came from the Steelers, James Conner, on everybody in the league. Y'all were a physical team, and that game can translate, and y'all had a short passing game. But I want to ask you this, Vern.
Mm-hmm.
Is it going to be a detriment that they're probably not going to get DeAndre back?
I think it's going to be big, honestly. I think it's going to be big, man. I think it's like, I mean, DeAndre arguably the best wide receiver in the game. So anytime you don't have that to you know, it's like a comfort zone right there. You feel me? So
exactly.
Especially for a young quarterback like Kyler.
Opens up the defenses. Too. Defenses don't have to worry about double teaming them, so now you can slide help in other places.
You can even focus on trying to spy on Kyler Murray, so he won't try to scream.
It's
a different dynamic when you got fucking B-Hop out there. So that's definitely, I think that's definitely going to be. I'm not going to say detrimental, but it's going to be big. It's going to be big.
Yeah. I mean, I think they said he's injured right now, and they're hoping he can come back for the playoffs. So it might be like a TO thing with the Eagles, where he might be able to make it if they get a little deeper. So, I mean, we'll know. But, yeah, without D-Hop, it's looking like it might be tough. But moving on, going on at number 8, I got Tennessee. Like you said, they stay to the cold. They stay to the they just had a terrible loss, though. So they had to fall back some slots for me. Losing to the Steelers, knowing how shaky the Steelers are this year is just a bad look for me. I remember watching the game. I don't know what it was, but I felt like it was kind of one of those off games, though, where like they just weren't fully prepared. Right. I don't know if it was like it was inclement weather. I don't know what it was, but it seemed like they were just off that entire game. So that was a bad L, bad close. You feel what I'm saying? So they're at number 8. At 7, I got my Niners. I got my Niners creeping up at 7 just because of the win streak we're on right now. Mm-hmm. For the winners of the last 4 of the last 5 or 4.
Yes, sir.
Something like that. So we're on a great win streak right now, getting a run game going. As soon as we can get a little bit more healthier, because we're even expecting more players to come back, if we can get D Ford on the other side of Nicky Bosa coming back into the playoffs, that is going to be amazing. Yeah, that's going to be stupid, bro. That's going to be a huge lift to our defense if we can get that, especially knowing what our back end is going through. I like what we're doing right now. And shout out to Jimmy G. I want to give you some more flowers, brother. You definitely turned it around, and you didn't squander. You didn't fool when you were going through your rough patch. And I like the fact that Kyle did take away that Trey Lance package, and I think that did kind of help Jimmy G's confidence a little bit, and that's helping this play.
Right.
At number 6, I got the Indianapolis Colts, man. I think they are one of the hottest teams. They are one of the hottest teams right now, and I think they're one of the scariest teams in the AFC right now. I feel like if they can somehow, some way get what Carson was this past 2 years in the NFL, and that is a turnover machine behind him, then they'll be able to rely on what he still has, and that's that talent in his arm. I don't know if they can do it. That's why I said it's still iffy to me. But to me, I am very impressed with how they turned around the season and how they made me look smart by becoming one of the scarier teams in the NFL. So shout out to the Colts at number 6. At number 5, I got the Dallas Cowboys, and I'm on your boat right now. I feel like they would just – to me, they would be right there on that cusp of being like that ultra-scary team. You feel what I'm saying? That team that is like
– that Super Bowl favorite, like –
Exactly.
The offense is scary. Like, the defense is scary. Oh, my. You feel what I'm saying?
Exactly. When you think about Micah Parsons, when you think about Diggs, when you think about everything that they're doing on that very young defense, that offense can just get some consistency. Because the thing is, it's not even just the fact that y'all not flashing. That's probably the biggest problem, is just that y'all do flash such greatness even in games, then such lows in the same game. It'd be like the
same game.
So I feel like if y'all can just get that consistency, then y'all right there. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all right there. And splitting hairs coming into this top 5. And then at number 4, I got to completely agree with you as far as like that loss to the Indianapolis Colts. To the MVP. I feel like it was how Michigan lost to Michigan State earlier this year, when KJ Walker just went bananas on us. And it was just like, this dude's just the best player on the field, bro.
Right.
I'm saying? It's like, bro.
You can't do nothing about that.
Nothing. He's nothing making you can 11 do about men that. Miss, bro.
Yeah. There's nothing you can do about that.
What you want me to do, man? You feel what I'm saying? Now, moving forward, 4 times out of 5, I would presume that Patriots will win that game. That way to slow down Jonathan Taylor moving forward. But he did his thing. But to me, I felt like that was an encouraging loss for the Patriots, and one that they wanted to get out of their system at this point in the season, with everything still ahead of them and everything still achievable that they want to achieve. At number 3, I got the Bucks. I feel you on the blankness, cousin. I feel you. Mm-hmm. But I just feel like exactly what you said, though. And I don't know if you dropped them down just because you don't want to seem like the Brady connoisseur. But I just to me, it was a loss to a team they just can't beat. They're no threat. It's not like anybody else is going to come in and do what they did. It's not going to happen again. It's an anomaly. We don't know what happened. It's bad. I wanted to drop them, but it's like, do I worse than some of these other teams on the list right now just because of that? Like,
good point.
I really don't. I still think they're one of the top threats in the NFC right now. I still think that the Packers would be scared if that NFC championship game probably came down to them coming there instead of you guys. Even though you guys are probably more talented, it's just still like that mental over them, I feel like, from last year. So moving on. At number 2, of course, I got the Chiefs. That's my only thing. At number 1, I got the Packers, the most consistently good team this year, and the team that's in a year that's been very volatile, very up and down, very roller coaster. Their only bad loss was the first game of the season after they had to deal with a tumultuous offseason when they got beat on by the Saints. And then you think about the Saints still 7-7. So, I mean, it ain't that bad of a loss. So, listen, I mean, the Cardinals just got beat on by the Lions. So, yeah. Packers. Yeah, right. I want to get a Packers some flowers, and it's starting to feel different for me. It's coming from Mizzy World's mouth now. It's starting to feel a little different for me now. Mm-hmm. Although I feel like I said, if it come down to the Bucks, the Niners, or the Cowboys, that psyche might be a little different.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a very similar list. Very similar list.
Exactly. Just a few off here and there on where we then. Of course, are indifferent.
I don't think you would be that high.
Having the Colts,
the Brady and them. I said, I wouldn't think you'd be that high on Brady and them. Okay,
I mean, to me, just looking at it, it wasn't like, oh, dang, something might be wrong. Like, it's something they got to. Yo, they really can't beat this team, yo. Like, he's over pushing. Like, this dude is just over. Chop this L up. And then when he started talking trash to the Saints, it was just like, he must have said something like, yeah, y'all got this, but I'm going to be lifting the Lombardi.
But you listen, I'm going to get it. I got trophies.
You feel what I'm saying? Like,
I'm Tom Brady.
He's saying some shit like, I'm going to win the Super Bowl. So.
Right. Exactly. But yeah, I mean, for me, I think to that point is like, y'all got to beat them guys. To me, that's why I put them so low. And then, two, the injuries, too. The injuries, too. The health. That's the only thing.
That's one thing that I did overlook when constructing my list was the very big injuries. When you think about Chris Godwin, what he means to the offense. When you think about Lavonte David, what he means to the defense. It's some huge losses that they're not going to get back. So,
exactly.
Agreed.
Yeah, move up this fence, close him out, man. Upset pick, man. You got yours?
No, I ain't got mine. You got yours?
I'm gonna go with one of my whatchamacallit picks. One of my Fade Five picks.
All these games is pushed out this joint.
Yeah. And I'm gonna go with the Bills Patriots joint. I got the Bills and New England. I think they return the favor in New England. I think they return the favor in New England.
Okay. I can see that.
That's going to be a hell of a game, though, man. I can't wait. And that's a 1 o'clock pup, too. That's an early pup, too.
Oof, right. I mean, this Sunday is going to be marvelous. Dang, I got to get back to work this Sunday, though, I think. I don't know. I'll be watching the games regardless if I'm at work.
Exactly.
For my upset pick, I'm gonna go with the Ravens over the Bengals. Like I said, I feel like the Ravens need this win. It's a tough divisional game. They're gonna be in Cincinnati. It's probably gonna be nasty weather in Ohio, December.
But yeah, it's probably gonna be rainy. It's probably gonna be rainy.
Yeah. Exactly. So I feel like I think the defense has to step up this year. I mean, not this year, but this game. I feel like the defense let them down in the last game that they had against the Bengals.
Right.
I feel like the defense of late has been playing a lot better, so I'm going to go with the Ravens and the upset over the Bengals.
Yeah. I like that. That's another one. That's another early putt, man. Oh, my goodness.
The 1 o'clock games be wham, jam, slam.
We got the Ravens 1 o'clock game. Ravens Bengals Rams.
Where you
Vikings,
gonna be at Sunday?
Bills Patriots. I don't know. I don't know if I work or not yet. But like you said, even if I do work, I'm walking around with my phone with the games popping, with Red Zone popping. So you already know how that go.
Facts. Yeah, I'm saying.
Bills Patriots. Oh my goodness, it's gonna be a dandy. It's gonna be a dandy. Bro, it's like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
That's
7,
gonna be a ball game right
eight
there.
It's 8 games in the early window Sunday. Red Zone gonna be popping this Sunday. Woo!
Only 3, 4 o'clock games.
Yeah. Yep.
That's because we're not playing. A lot of the teams that have later slots is playing like on other days, like the Cardinals, they usually play later too.
Right. Yeah, and it's a couple Saturday games with it, Christmas Day.
Exactly.
But yeah.
Christmas Day games, little foosball gift.
Yes, sir.
You feel me?